Welcome back to the podcast. This is K.S. Woods the Magician, Chapter 9, The Note. Vanessa's new advisor, Dr. Jenkins, was also the professor of one of her graduate classes. The professor had sent everyone the evaluation she had done on their papers a week later via their online submission. In the comments section of the evaluation attached to Vanessa's paper was a simple notation, "See me after next class." Vanessa was perplexed. She had gotten a perfect score on the paper. She also tried not to stick out in class, knowing what usually happened when she dropped her family names at the university. She also had a scheduled meeting, their first, with Dr. Jenkins in a week to go over some of the specifics of her research. She was at a loss as to why the professor would want to see her so soon. But she did not mention the unusual comment to anyone, not even Freddie. As the class was gathering their belongings after their next lecture and heading out the door with electronic devices in hand, Vanessa took a deep breath and quietly cast a spell that gathered her belongings neatly into her messenger bag, trying to appear as confident as she could muster. She walked to the front of the lecture hall. Apprehension was starting to get the better of her. Dr. Jenkins was also packing her own things up to head to her office for her advised office hours, using a similar magical spell to indicate that she was also a magician. She stopped, sliding her laptop into her bag, and eyed Vanessa curiously as the young woman approached the lectern. There was a curious expression upon her face. "May I help you?" she asked, straightening the wire-rimmed glasses that perched on her nose, the golden arms disappearing behind a riot of gray and brown curls. Vanessa took another deep, trying not to hesitate. "Hello, my name is Vanessa Rankin, and I..." "Oh yes, of course, my new advisee," Dr. Jenkins interrupted, a smile forming across her normally stern face. "You're writing a paper on the Pathomotus and the Demochades. I meant to talk to you earlier, but things have been a bit gonzo the first few weeks." She slipped her hand back into her bag as quietly as she could, withdrawing something that she concealed in her hand. She smiled surreptitiously. "I wanted to put a face to the name before I met you next week to discuss your research. Looking at you now, I realize why your name sounded so familiar to me. You're Benedict's child. You look like him. Good friends once upon a time with my younger brother, around the age you are now. Some might have said they were each other's wingmen once upon a time. Vanessa blinked and felt the uncomfortable lump in the pit of her stomach whenever anyone connected her to her late father. She felt awkward as she stood there staring at the professor. Dr. Jenkins smiled tenderly. She extended her hand, offering up a handshake to Vanessa. Vanessa accepted it, felt something press into her hand. She quickly realized it was a piece of folded up paper that was being furtively pressed into her palm. "I was so sorry to hear about Ben's death," Dr. Jenkins added as the two disconnected. "He was a wonderful person, at least what I remember about him." "Thank you," Vanessa replied, slipping her hand around the strap of her backpack. She could feel the paper pressing into her palm, but something told her that she needed to wait to read it until she was somewhere more private. Dr. Jenkins blinked and smiled brightly. "I thought your paper was extremely well written and quite fascinating. I look forward to working with you on your full thesis. I would suggest getting what you've already written published in a few academic journals. I can give you a list of places to submit at our meeting if you would like." Vanessa smiled and nodded enthusiastically. Publishing some of her papers would be part of a dream come true, since it might help her land her dream job. Dr. Jenkins smiled. "I look forward to reading more of your work during the course of the semester. Thank you for indulging me with this little parley." With that, the professor pulled the flap of her bag closed and slung it on her shoulder, practically waltzing. She left the lecture hall, and Vanessa followed behind. Vanessa waited till she got to the train station and finally read the note, which was moist and sweaty and a mess. Thankfully, it had been written in pencil, so it was nearly illegible because of the scrawl. "If you want to know more about Pathomotus magicians, at the Piggy Whistle, Friday evening, 2000 hours. Tell them Ray sent you if they ask, okay? You can bring one wingman if you feel the need. You will know me when you see me." Vanessa mentioned a note to Freddy and a quick text, he immediately came over to her apartment just as she knew he would. Although it took him a couple of hours travel across the city on public transportation, her best friend was at her apartment when she arrived home from her classes, tapping his foot as he waited at the door. She laughed when she saw him, and he merely scowled. "What took you so long?" he sighed. "I had to practice a few spells with Professor Dignan after class today," she returned, "and I had to do some thinking." Vanessa had missed the exit on Allium's loop because of her thinking and had to do some train hopping to recover her itinerary. But the reference to her father by Dr. Jenkins had rattled her, just as Iago's offhanded comment the weekend before. It uncovered more memories that she tried to keep buried. Because of the emotional magic that flowed through her veins, Vanessa always knew she was different than the rest of her family. It frightened her, even as she was learning to use it, just as it seemed to alarm all of her family members. When her father was killed trying to help some children in a gunfight, Vanessa lost all control of her magic, just as Nestor did once. She had a breakdown, and that caused her to spiral into depression that lasted months. The magic within her bones erupted with such a force that few could help her. Even when she was down in her darkest moment, Freddy seemed to be able to get her through. Even as a normal, he seemed to have the innate ability to connect with Vanessa on an emotional level that no one else could, and an immunity to the blasts of her magic that she extruded. Because she refused to speak, he signed to her, teaching her a code that only the two of them ever knew. He calmed the magic within her so that she could learn to see that she was detrimental to herself and her family. It took a great deal of patience and a few therapists, but Vanessa learned to control magic she was born with and learned a creative outlet for her emotions. It was why she did her light shows these days, though she also learned to be secretive. The attention she was given by a number of people after Benedict's death cemented the need for her to use the emotional side of her magic quietly. But every time her father's death was mentioned, it felt as if the control she had learned was slipping away. It took immense inner reflection to find a way to control her emotions once more, and that was why she had missed her exit on the train that afternoon. "Your father?" Freddy asked. She nodded. Freddy merely reached out his arms and pulled her into an embrace. That night, in Vanessa's apartment, they used sign language. They had a silent communication, for though Vanessa could speak as she signed a good part of the time, she merely did when she was alone with Freddy. "Who wrote this?" he asked, pointing at the paper, a face of shock. "I don't know," Vanessa replied with her hands scrunching up her face. She learned long ago to use facial expressions and body language with Freddy. Now it was at the point where the two friends could almost tell what the other was thinking by the way they postured and expressed themselves. They didn't need to sign. You're not gonna go, are you?" he signed. She merely grinned. Freddy let out a long, exaggerated sigh. Vanessa could see the thoughts playing out on his face, though he neither signed nor moved his lips. "Why?" he finally signed, using his voice to emphasize the word. "Because I'm curious," she signed back. "Nosy," he replied. He fingerspelled the word as well, since it was the same word she had signed. Vanessa laughed. "Yes, I'm nosy," she returned. "I want to know why this note was given to me." "I'm going with you," he returned. She smiled and nodded. "Thought you'd say that. I want you there, too. You could be my wingman. Note says I can bring one." Two of them made their plans and signed after a bit longer, before Freddy noted the time. He had to leave to catch the trains home. With one last embrace and a "be careful," he slipped from her apartment and headed back north. Vanessa gravitated between being excited for this upcoming rendezvous and being terrified. Who was she meeting? What if something were to go wrong? What if it was dangerous? She thought about letting certain members of her family know about this meeting, but decided against it. They would worry. They would tell her that she wasn't allowed to go. She also knew it was going to be an adventure, and she wanted to see what would happen. The Magician is brought to you by K.S. Wood. If you'd like to know more about her story and her writings, please visit her website, kswood.blog.